We went through each junction individually. We tried to look at what may be the best solutions to each of the problems. David McIlwain has given us an undertaking now, the senior roads engineer, that he's going to go and have a look at all these junctions to see what can be done at them. In the short term, we're going to look at putting grit bunkers at each of the junctions. So it's great to see that David McIlwain came back to us so quickly. And I think it just highlights the urgency of getting these jobs done, maybe widening the junctions, getting more grip at each of the junctions. So hopefully in the near future we'll see some work starting to take place to make those safer for the people using them on a daily basis there.
But in the short term, I'm sure if these extra bunkers are going to be installed at those junctions, there will be an onus on the residents in the area to spread that salt around, like before those frosty mornings happen.
As I mentioned, we can put bunkers everywhere we want, but I mean, it'll be up to the people locally just to get organised and maybe to get a rota going where they'll go out whenever they see the temperatures, you know, on the forecast that the temperature's going to drop below freezing or down to freezing point. And look, that's the best solution that we can get in the short term. I know it's not ideal, but that's the best that we can do here, and hopefully some of the road surfaces will change whenever David McIlwain gets a chance to look at those. So